Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to our look at presidential campaign fundraising. We just heard about how the presidential campaigns are working to target voters online, how both campaigns have ramped up their digital operations, but specifically the Obama campaign in particular, reaching far beyond anything politics has ever seen, according to Politico, making the Obama 2008 social media juggernaut look like the Stone Age, attracting small donors. And apparently the Obama campaign has decided the magic number here is $3, asking people to pay that amount to win a raffle ticket for dinner at Sarah Jessica Parker's home.
President Obama and Michelle are coming to my house for dinner on June 14th, and I want you to be there too.
Mitt Romney also offering a celebrity dinner with Donald Trump. Here now, media analyst and Boston University mass communication professor John Carroll joins us. And John, you first have a cautionary note to sound.
Yeah, 2008 may have been the Stone Age as far as fundraising went for Barack Obama, but 90% of those 2008 donors under $200 have not given to Obama this time around, according to BuzzFeed. So I think they're in a different era now, but they're also in a different market at this point. I mean, I think their audience has changed, too.
Right. So that may be why they are working so feverishly to make up for that. According to new figures, Mitt Romney raised $17 million more than President Obama last month. But the president is ahead when it comes to small donors. Maybe, as you're saying, not the 2008 number, but he is ahead.
Right. About 43% of his money has come from donors who gave $200 or less, only about 10% of Romney's, according to the Boston Globe piece.
Yeah.
And small donors are important because, number one, they feel like they've invested in the campaign, and so they may be willing to volunteer. Number two, you can go back to them repeatedly. There's a $2,500 cap on how much you can give to a candidate in the primary, and then another $2,500 in the general. Mitt Romney has a lot of donors who've maxed out, so he can't go back to them. He's got to find a whole new audience to go and attract, whereas Barack Obama can keep going back to the same people.
And judging from the statistics, they have a lot of people they can go back to from 2008 that haven't
Absolutely.
Given yet.
Absolutely. And I'm not quite sure why the 2008 donors aren't giving this time around. I think there's a certain amount of disillusionment. I think there's a certain amount of buyer's remorse. He hasn't quite turned out, certainly from the standpoint of the liberal left, he hasn't turned out to be what they expected.
Well, there's a great quote from the Netroots convention in Rhode Island this past week, and these are the left-leaning bloggers. Van Jones, who's one of them, said, well, back in 2008, they were comparing Barack Obama to God. Now they're going to start comparing him to Mitt Romney. They'll see that. So, you know, maybe the maybe he was being held too high, so there's some disillusionment. But in any event, you mentioned emails, and here's one that went out today from the Obama campaign. It offers dinner on the campaign trail. It says, in the next few months, I'll sit down with grassroots supporters for dinner. It'll be my fifth dinner like this on the campaign, one of the last. I hope you'll join me. And it says, make a grassroots donation of whatever you can. You'll be automatically entered to be there. This seems to be the new idea, this idea of this $3 donation or whatever you can give. And it's a raffle. You might be able to be at this dinner with the big donors.
Right. And not to get technical about it, but you don't even have to give $3. By law, they have to allow you into the raffle whether you give $3 or not. But $3 seems to be the magic number. They did research into this. It's like 99 cents for an iTunes song. And what's different now, they've always had celebrities before. And so there was dinner at David Geffen's house, but I didn't get to go to the dinner at David Geffen's house. You know, the riff and raff were always kept out. Now, all of a sudden, they're being included in. So you had, at George Clooney's house,
Starmageddon, it was called.
Right, raised $15 million, $9 million of which came from the online lottery. So $6 million came from the high rollers who were at the dinner. $9 million came from the online lottery.
Wow.
You had a Florida mom and a New Jersey teacher. They got to go to this dinner. So this is the new wrinkle. And it's all about engagement. It's all about trying to make people feel like they're part of the campaign.
But, well, they may be opening it to other people, but this isn't stopping the GOP from jumping on some of these, you know, lavish dinners. Vogue's editor-in-chief Anna Wintour is another one who did ads. We heard Sarah Jessica Parker about the New York dinner. and the GOP had a web ad that juxtaposed, you know, what was it, unemployment numbers
right.
with her pitch.
Right. Unfortunately, her web video came out the same day that the unemployment numbers came out, which were pretty dismal numbers, and the job numbers, the new jobs generated. So, yeah, I mean, Sarah Jessica Parker, Anna Wintour, they've got a lot of baggage, and it's not all from Louis Vuitton, you know? I mean, it's basically they are held up by the Republicans as symbolic of this celebrity out-of-touch aspect of Barack Obama. And they like to emphasize that because it removes him from the sort of regular person category.
Well, but so they want to shine that light on Obama. But then here is Mitt Romney planning a dinner with Donald Trump.
Right. You know, this cuts both ways. But it's more natural for Mitt Romney to have dinner with a guy like Donald Trump. It fits the Republican image. But that comes with its own baggage, too. I mean, you know, Donald Trump has this whole birther thing that he's doing. It's really interesting that Romney has resolutely refused to distance himself and disavow the birther claims of Donald Trump. And part of that is, I think, to show the Republican Party and the GOP faithful that he is not John McCain. He is not going to bow to the mainstream media pressure.
Civility.
To do the politically correct thing. So in a sense, he's not embracing it, but he's not disavowing it either.
Well, he takes the chance when he has a dinner, a celebrity dinner with Donald Trump, which will be Trumped, that Donald Trump will go out and deliver his own message around that.
Right, and he's apparently willing to live with that. By the way, the second prize is two dinners with Donald Trump. So, Mitt Romney is willing to live with whatever downside there is for Donald Trump. And you keep thinking, what's the cost-benefit ratio here? But the cost-benefit ratio, I think, for Mitt Romney is to show that he is willing to embrace the GOP right.
And by the way, are there other celebrities in Mitt Romney's corner? We heard what happened when, I think it was Ted Nugent got involved, and, you know, that didn't go very well. Is there anybody else lining up?
I haven't heard of any other meals with Mitt and his celebrity backers, but I wouldn't be surprised if more come up. This is something that is low cost, it's low maintenance, it's easy to do, and it's high profile. And so it fits all the parameters that a candidate would want for a fundraiser.
Here and Now media analyst John Carroll, also mass communication professor at Boston University. We'll link you to his campaign outsider blog at hereandnow.org. John, thanks as always.
Thanks, Rama.
And quick note here, this Friday, Nick Belinda is going to attempt a wire walk across Niagara Falls. We're wondering if people up in Buffalo, New York might be thinking about Annie Edson Taylor. She was the first person to go over the falls in a barrel. What is the fascination with the falls? That's tomorrow. Latest news is next, though, Here and Now.
Support for Here and Now comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. The Harvard Art Museums, from Chinese jades to Jasper Johns, Byzantium to Bernini. Learn more at harvardartmuseums.org. And by the Institute of Contemporary Art Boston, with Figuring Color, exploring the expressive power of color in paintings and sculpture, ICABoston.org.